You're listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Bum, 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 bum. Ba-na-na.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 30 for Monday, August 14th, 2017.
This week, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, Walmart got themselves into a little bit of trouble on social media from another misguided marketing effort.
And to take some of the pressure off Walmart, we'll talk about some of the other design fails that are out there in the wild. And of course, a crazy news story.
Hey, wearing a Captain America shirt?
It is Captain America.
I saw the star. Your lighting is poor in your podcast studio, but
I have a lamp I need to put down here. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I got some stuff to do on the back wall, so maybe this weekend. I think this weekend is going to be one of those weekends where there's a list of things I need to just get done. So my beers are overflowing too behind me. They're not really in an organized fashion because I've gone longer than the table, so I need to figure out how to elevate them. So are you running out of space up there?
Well, every week I put, you know, the beer I'm drinking up there, and then it started where there was a fair amount of space in between each bottle, and there's a couple cans up there. But then every week I add it and I reduce that space. So I respace them all out because it's my little, you know, anal retentive thing that I'm doing back there. But they're getting closer and closer together. Now it's like there's like maybe.
There's no space. There's barely an inch.
Yeah, maybe not even an inch. Probably maybe 3/4 of an inch space between each thing. So I'm thinking it'll you know, a couple more bottles will go on there, and then I'm gonna have to figure something else out because I'm all out of space. So we'll see.
Now, are they still in order though?
They've never been in order. I just kind of just throw them in. Like last week's beer is right here.
You can't do that.
I can do whatever the hell I want. It's my podcast studio. Listen, I put all this effort into making it look good for you because our listeners sure the hell don't see it. And, you know, as I look at your system, is that a 2 liter of Coke?
It says Robert. I tried to find
20
one.
Ounce. That's a 20 ounce of Coke you have on there. Yeah, and you're giving Robert. Me shit for having my stuff out of alignment. Right?
Well, truth be told is I'm going to go out on a limb and say I didn't do it, but if you check the tape, I probably did. But I'm that much of a spazoid that I don't remember putting it there. But I'm pretty sure that Melissa would have put it there because coming down here to the basement, there's some stairs, and we'll set things there to come down and either put into storage or put wherever. So I probably had it set there with a couple of other things, and I see that a few things are here on my table that I had set aside. So I'm thinking that she probably did that. So I don't know that I would have. Well,
probably.
I probably would have let it slide. I probably would have put it there, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. I don't recall it. So let's put it that way.
Is Coke your favorite kind of pop?
don't you know? No, I tend to do the Diet Coke because I don't need all that sugar, although just this week I did eat 1.5 pounds of Twizzlers. So I don't need the sugar, but I tended to go with the Diet Coke instead, or Diet Dr. Pepper or Diet Cherry Coke if I can find it. So I don't drink full Coke.
Diet Dr. Pepper is my jam. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Soda. I always have Diet Dr. Pepper up in the fridge, and I'll drink one when I'm done with this, actually. So.
Yeah, I like Diet Dr. Pepper a lot, and I like Diet Cherry Coke because sometimes you need something different than just a Diet Coke or even Diet Dr. Pepper. And I'm bummed because I keep trying to find Diet Vanilla Coke, and I used to see that, but it was been some time. But I'm really a vanilla fan, so I think that's why I like Oreos so much because I like the vanilla, and I haven't been able to find it.
I like vanilla and cherry. In fact, there was at one point there was a Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you can get it.
Cherry Vanilla Diet Dr. Pepper. Whatever order they put it in. It was delicious though, but it disappeared.
You have that in those machines where you go and they have, you know, 15,000 flavors. There's usually only one of them there at the restaurant. There's always a line of people trying to use it, but I'm pretty sure that they have it in there because I've gotten that a few times myself and it is good.
I need to get, I like the, I'll add the raspberry, or do you have Sonic? Oh, we've talked about Sonic before. You don't have
Sonic, we don't have one near here, but we have a few of the places that have those big machines. And there's actually an app you can do too, to like kind of customize your flavors, but I haven't tried it.
Well, Sonic, they don't have a machine, but they have a bunch of different flavors you can add to your pop. So your soda pops and such, your carbonated beverages, if you will. Speaking of flavors, so have you seen the new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup coffee creamer that's available at the stores?
No.
I know you've seen a picture of it because I sent it to you.
You screwed me up here today. I had my list of show notes things, and I popped in there, and there's a big photo, so I left you a little note on it.
What's funny is, as I was putting that on there, Kelly was right there. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just going to throw this picture in there. It's going to drive
with Robert.
It's going to drive Robert crazy because he's going to have no idea why there's just, you know, a picture of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup creamer sitting in our show notes." But I love your note.
It's supposed to be all text there, and there's a photo.
But I do love your notation. He just writes "Stop, Rob," right over the creamer. But anyway, Kelly picked some of this up at Meijer today, and man, it's delicious. You know, when I drink coffee at work, I always drink it black. And if I go buy some at Starbucks, I drink it black. But at home, usually I add a little bit of creamer to it. I like to flavor it up a little bit, frou-frou it up just a little bit. And so I had a coffee. So I'm going to be up to like, you know, fucking 1 a.m. tonight because I had a coffee after work. But I just couldn't help it. I had to try some of this out. Man, is it good. It literally tastes like there's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup in the coffee.
Might have to pick some of that up. I tend to do kind of the milder flavors, the hazelnut, and sometimes vanilla, but I don't. Yeah. I put them in there. I don't use any sugar, and at work, we don't have a lot of that kind of thing, so I usually just use the little, you know, the little ones you peel the cap off, the little thimble-sized things. I'll use a couple of those, half, or they have sometimes a French vanilla, and I'll put some of that in there, but at home, I do add, you know, a splash of something in there, so I might have to try that. It's not too sweet, though, is it? That's really where I
no, not too sweet. You know, pound and a half a Twizzlers guy. It's not too sweet. No, I mean
another anomaly.
You can taste that it's not overbearing, but just like any creamer that has sugar in it, the more you add, the sweeter it'll be. Right. And I tend to, you know, I'll add a tablespoon to a, you know, a 10-ounce glass or a 10-ounce mug of coffee and. And I'll call it a day. I'm usually a hazelnut guy, though, but this was just really good, and Kelly bought me some. It's funny because it's peanut butter cup, and Colin is allergic to peanuts. So my response was, did you figure it out if it had peanut in it? She goes, no peanut, but it does have beaver asshole.
I remember what that was, I remember that we talked about it, but I can't remember what was the flavor that had that? What was it?
It was vanilla extract. Of it has the starts with a C. I forgot the I forgot the name of the of the chemical that is in beaver asshole that they had to.
Too
they
funny.
Had a vanilla extract. So.
Well, that sounds good. Now, did she give you any grief about what I said last week, where I said that, you know, you were in charge, and what she said? You know, she had to kind of basically set that aside because you were the king of the house.
Yeah, so she hasn't given me grief, and that's because, and I'm going to call her out this week, because she only listened to about the first 10 minutes of the episode, maybe 15 minutes of the episode. It was a long episode, so she hasn't had the pleasure of listening to us.
It wasn't 10 minutes worth, though.
Well, she listened to the first 10 minutes, and then she tried to listen to more, and every single time I said fuck, and the kids were around. So, like, she literally, the poor girl hasn't had, you know, any time to herself. To listen to the rest of the episode. So I'll cut her a little bit of slack, but at the same time, you know, kind of call her out a little bit because, I mean, she's had a week to listen to it at this point. So I'm sure she will. Now that she's listening to this, I'm sure she'll go back and listen to it, and I'll get some shit for it, which, yeah, it's all right. It just takes the Robert, it takes the focus off of other shit that she could be giving me shit about. So, you know, I'm okay.
It's a nice diversion tactic.
It is.
Well, speaking of flavors, we were just talking about the coffee creamer, so how about we dive on into our beer?
Let's do it. My beer has some coffee.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Now, I wonder if you could put some of that creamer, if you get any of like your VJP, and throw some in there, because that's kind of the coffee and vanilla. Maybe. Yeah. I know it's terrible, but somebody's tried it.
I'm just going to spoon off some peanut butter out of a jar and just throw it in there.
That's probably good.
Lumpy. I like my beer lumpy. chunks of peanut butter floating around in it. No, it's good. I like it. You got to heat it up a little bit.
Yeah, soften it up. Yeah, that's the best kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is to toast the bread and then you put the peanut butter on it, and it gets soft. And the bread's a little bit crunchy, and the peanut butter is soft, and you have to use the crunchy peanut butter. My mouth is watering.
I like peanut butter. Kelly made some fajitas for dinner tonight. It was delicious.
What does that have to do with peanut butter, though?
Chicken vaginas. I don't know. Hey, let's talk about beer. We have beer.
All right, what you got?
All right, so this week I have a Sumatra Brown. Nope, I don't. This week I have a Sumatra Brown fucking Mountain. No, that's not what it's called. Okay. So this week I have... You better have this shit out.
No, I'm not.
No, you fucker. You see, again, you have all the power with this. You edit all your shit out and then leave mine in there.
I got to sound perfect.
Don't worry. Listeners, and he'll edit this out too, but listeners, listen. Robert fucks up quite a bit too. You just don't know as much.
Bullshit.
Yeah, whatever. Call me dad. You know what I mean. All right, so this week I have a Sumatra Mountain Brown by Founders Brewing Company. It's an Imperial Brown Ale brewed with Sumatra coffee. And it's 9% alcohol by volume, 40 IBUs. Rate beer is rated at 97, so it's pretty well received. And the availability is May through June, so it's kind of like I guess I would call it a late spring beer. It's available in draft in a 4-pack. And the website says this bold Imperial Brown Ale gets its body from a team of malts, including caramel malt for sweetness, flaked barley for dense foam, a bit of chocolate malt for its deep color, and aromatic and Munich malts to add even more depth. German and Perle, P-E-R-L-E. How do you say that?
I don't know.
German and Pearl. Okay.
When has it ever stopped us? Say it how you want.
I don't know. I don't like to mispronounce things. German and Pearl hops add a touch of bitterness to balance the malty sweetness. The addition of rich Sumatra coffee takes this perfectly balanced Imperial Brown Ale to a decadent level. So, Founders, it's one of my favorite breweries. They have a lot of great beers. In fact, their porter is very traditional porter and is very good. So I'm excited to try this out.
All righty, dig in.
I like it. It has a strong coffee taste to it. I mean, you can definitely taste the coffee. Lid a little bit of chocolate, maybe some caramel, but it's definitely an Imperial because you can taste. I mean, it's a strong beer, 9% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really good though. It's good.
Yeah, Founders has a lot of good beers too that I've had in the past as well. So I don't think I've ever seen this one, but I might have to look for it.
Yeah, I picked this up today, and I was actually looking for a beer that Kelly had sent me a couple weeks ago, which is an Imperial Ale. I found out that it's just absolutely impossible to find. So I kind of asked the guy, the craft beer guy there, what he recommended. And he said, actually, this was a really good one. If you like the darker, coffeeier beers, which I do, and it's got a little bit of a kick to it at 9%, IBUs right in the mid range at 40. So yeah,
that's recommend really high though.
It's an ale though. So it's low for an ale. If this were like a stout, it would be pretty high for it. But, no, it's good. It's a stronger beer. It has some strong flavors, especially the coffee. It's good. It's dark. Not too, I mean, a little bit foamy. There's a little bit of a head on there, but, I like it. What do you got going on?
Well, I've also got an America. I know, the first night without an At shirt, I think, or my Two Bob shirt. So,
and I'm wearing a reddish shirt. I feel like you.
Yeah, I usually bring the red, but I've got a Star Hill Brewery, and I'm pretty sure, like, I've had something from them in the past, but it's a Resonate Imperial Red IPA. So it's a little bit different. It's, you know, we're both having Imperials this week, but it's an Imperial Red IPA. So it has kind of that red, or it looks darker on the screen, but it's got that typical red look to it, and it's hoppy like an IPA. And Star Hill is a local Virginia brewery here. And the website says this Imperial Red IPA packs hot punch and high gravity. Resinous flavors mingle with caramel malts used to create its dazzling red color. Evergreen and citrus notes yield a robust red ale with a pronounced hop flavor and aroma. And the characteristics says style, Imperial Red IPA, 7.7% alcohol by volume, 72 IBUs. Color is deep red, and its year of origin is 2017, so it's new, and I haven't seen this before. And availability is all access series, whatever the hell that means, but I like it a lot. I've actually almost all the way through the first bottle here, but it says food pairings are spicy barbecue ribs. Dessert, salted caramel cheesecake would be good with this, so they'll probably balance it out, because it is pretty hoppy up there at 72, but not overly so. I like it.
It is very red, though. It is very red, though.
It is, yeah. Especially if you look at it on the website, it's got a nice red color to it, which is fun because sometimes the IPAs are still that yellow, and sometimes you get some that are a little bit orange. So the red I thought would be fun. And again, I'd never seen this one. And something I think I saw there at the shop said it was new, so it was worth a shot. And I like it. And it came in a 4-pack, so I figured it had to be some special thing about only being four.
Well, it's
still $12.
You know, my founders was in a 4-pack, and I think it was 13 something, almost $14 too. But no, it looks good. I like it. Is it kind of like an amber a little bit? Like, did you get that taste to it?
Yeah, it does have a little bit of the red. What a typical, like we've talked about in the past, like a Killian's or something like that. But it does have a little bit of that, more of a red ale to it. But the hops just kind of really ratcheted it up. And again, the 72 IBUs is strong, but I've had some closer to 80, and those really kind of push it. And I think once it goes up over that, that's a little bit too much for me, but I don't see this one getting old. And again, I've got three other ones here, so we'll see how many I get through in this show.
Nice. In fact, you did have something from Star Hill. I remember that name. Looking at the website though, it's not on there, which is weird. You missed one, Robert.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I do see it here. Star Hill the Love. And I did have it, and I've tried to figure out when we did. And I'm almost thinking
it's episode.
I'm thinking it's back to the lost episode, although I've got two. I think there are two back there. And you know what? Shit, it could be like that Coke bottle over there. Well, I don't remember much.
Damn it, the lost episode.
Yeah, I wish I still had the files, though. Every now and then, I think I want to go back and listen to it. I remember some about it.
So
I think we'll
resurrect.
Yeah, I think we'll resurrect some of the material from that, because I do remember a key part of it. So
at some point.
Yeah, that'll come up. It was good stuff. We just didn't execute it very well. But
No, the material was where it needed to be. Just we were not. Like, we have weeks where one of us is kind of off a little bit. And we'll even, after we're done recording, we'll be like, God, I felt like a little bit off. Although those weeks seem to occur less now, because I think this is just becoming more natural for us. But that was one episode where we were just both off of our game. Like, we could have been banging our heads on the wall half the time. It wouldn't have been any worse.
Yeah. Well, I think at this point too, we're recording it in a different day. So we kind of had to shoehorn that one in there, and we were doing them on Sunday nights, and then we couldn't do Sundays, and we do Mondays, and we kind of messed around with that. But ever since joining the podcast network, where they want everything right at the beginning of the week, we've kind of pushed to recording a couple days earlier. So now we can almost gauge where it's just not going to be a good day. We've had a long day, or traffic was really bad, or something like that. We're able to kind of push it away.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, this is episode 30. If you count that one, we've done 31 plus the couple of the best of. So I think we've just got more experience under our belt. Now, honestly, I still get a little bit of the butterflies before we kind of do it. But at the same time, I think we do have a lot more comfort. And I think the cushion of being able to slide a day if we need to has really helped.
Yeah, it's probably just indigestion, though, not butterflies.
You know what? Somebody saw those Twizzlers on my desk, and I said, I get crazy heartburn from eating those, but they're so good.
You know what? I don't get the heartburn, but one thing I could just eat just pounds of if I really needed to is Swedish fish. I love some Swedish fish, dude.
Yeah, they're good. A little bit. I don't like that they stick in my teeth as much. So the Twizzlers don't do that for me. They do a little bit, but not quite as much.
You'd worry about that more than me, though.
I do. I can eat the shit out of some gummy bears, though, and some Sour Patch Kids, but the Swedish fish, not as much. But
But anyway, to find out more about the beer we're drinking, we are available on Untappd, which is a social network for beer drinkers. And I'm available at PhilRoberts33. And where are you available?
I'm available at RobertK328. And if you have any beer suggestions for us, go ahead and send them in. We did get one on Twitter earlier from Jen from You Don't Know Ish. So I'll be trying that. That's one of the ballast points. And I've had the grapefruit sculpin, and she sent one in. So I'll probably add that to the list to have in another episode.
I feel like, though, she likes you more because she's not really sending anything in for me.
Well, no,
I'm known as the stoutier one, but, you know, I don't get anything from them.
She's the one that tends to drink the stout type beers, too. It's Shane, I'm pretty sure, that tends to like the IPA. So for her to have one, I think it's a little bit. It's like you trying something. I mean, you're drinking more of an ale, so you are having something a little bit outside of the porters or the deeper, darker beers. So I guess everybody tries something a little bit different, but she seems to like it, so I'm going to try it.
All right, whatever. Play favorites. Hey, any voicemails this week?
No voicemails, but I did hear, after last week, we were kind of wondering where Scary Caller was, and we did get a note from him to say that he hasn't forgotten about us. He's just been crazy busy with work, and, as scary a caller as he could be, he apologized and said he'd be back. So I think probably by the next episode, he should have something for us, and he seemed pretty excited about it, so I don't know what he's cooking.
I mean, at least he might be psychotic, but at least,
he's a nice psychotic.
He's considerate.
He's considerate of the Bobs.
He's as considerate as a psychopath can be.
Yeah, he said he loves calling in, so he's not going anywhere. But if anybody else wants to call in, we do have a voicemail number. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
I was paying attention.
What do we got on tap today?
Walmart's been known to do some crazy things and to maybe have some misguided marketing. We've seen it in the past. But the latest stunt from this company, it seems like they were marketing guns as back to school items for kids. And they, of course, as usual, needed to issue an apology for that.
This is a tough one because if you think back to all the stuff that we've had with the schools, basically what they did was they set up all their planogram stuff to put up where their signs were going to be. And basically they had their back to school stuff out and all their signs hanging from the ceilings. And over there in the gun section, it says, "Own the school year like a hero," right on top of their, looks like their shotgun rack.
Yeah, and my guess is, because every store, in Walmart's defense, defend Walmart, but in their defense, I'm sure that there was something somewhere that said, this sign needs to be hung exactly here, but every store is a little bit different, of course. So yeah. Maybe when they planogrammed this out, they weren't planogramming it thinking that there were actually gun displays directly under it. So, it looks really poor taste. But yeah, it says "Own the school year like a hero." There's an arrow pointing down and the guns are just right there.
Yeah. So I think they've gone ahead and pulled those out, but you're right. The planogram stuff is generally fairly specific, but there's also some parts where it's vague because again, you don't know where things are, but I think a lot of times they do try to say exactly where things need to go. So either somebody probably did it, either somebody did it as a joke or just really wasn't paying attention or they just fucked up.
Yeah, probably. And again, this isn't the first time this type of stuff has happened with Walmart. In fact, 2014, right before Halloween, they had that incident where they had to apologize because they inadvertently, and I don't know, again, we don't know if it was, some employee that was disgruntled or thought, they were making a sick joke, but they had a fat girl costumes.
Yeah, like that's a section on the website.
They had a fat girl costume section on the website for Halloween. I guess it would have been Halloween costumes for fat girls.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be plus size, and yeah, somebody probably just put fat girls in there. So of course they had to apologize for that too. So and again, that's like the planogram and a lot of this advertising stuff. This goes through different people. Somebody kind of has to sign off on that. I don't think anybody just your regular person is going to have access to that. But yeah, I guess it could also be somebody that, like you said, was disgruntled or who knows.
All right. So there's a business down the street from me and I pass it every once in a while. And I crack up every time because I don't know if they did this on purpose or not, but it's an auto repair shop and painted on the side of the building. It says "Rear End Specialists." So, and I've taken pictures of it. In fact, I might have a picture, and if that's the case, if I can find it, I'll share it on social. But it looks like a picture of a transmission, and it says rear end specialist on there. So that it made me think, like, what other type of fails, design fails, sign fails, things like that occur in the world. And I've seen other crazy things. So I sent you this boardpanda.com article, and it goes through, you know, pretty much 30 design fails that are like, it's hard to believe that these actually exist in the world.
Oh, definitely. And I think this, after going through a lot of these, we're going to do our best to be able to describe these as we try to do with the things we've done in the past, the tattoos and that sort of thing. But we'll put a link in the show notes, and there's certainly a lot of fun to go through. So I think you'll get a kick out of looking at them even after we've described them. So let's get started.
So in usual Two Bobs fashion, of course, we want to talk about these. And I've seen some of them, but I haven't seen all of them. So I'm excited to kind of go through them.
I didn't go through many either, because I think we talked about before about not going through them and kind of letting it be a surprise. But I saw the first couple and they were pretty funny, so I loved them.
You want to take odds again? Because that seemed to work out well last week.
Yeah, these are numbered, so I think we can handle that. So number one says made by professionals. And it's basically, you know, if you go to any restaurant, a lot of times they have to save water, they have the automatic faucets when you go to wash your hands. And this first one is in a men's room, and it's the faucet that's right over top of the sink. But the way the faucet is aimed, it overshoots the sink. So the water, as you put your hand under there, doesn't actually go in the sink. It goes right in the floor on the right in front of it.
This reminds me of, you ever been somewhere? You all right there?
Yeah, I'm done with my first one.
You ever been anywhere where they've had it where the faucet was too small for the sink? So, like, you're almost fighting with the edge of the sink to try to get your hands wet. My last office was like that. It drove me nuts.
Yeah, those aren't good.
This is the opposite problem, though. It actually squirts directly on you.
Yeah, if you were standing in front of it, you're going to get a case of the wet trousers.
It'll look like you pissed your pants, honestly. Number two, it says urban planning. And this is obviously a design fail where somebody has a storm grate of... and it's been built up though a little bit. Like somebody put down some hexagonal
like pavers.
Yeah, somebody put down some pavers around it and built the ground up. So the whole area is flooded, but the area directly around the storm grate is almost completely dry, and there's no water at all getting into the storm grate.
Yeah, so the water that's supposed to go down the grate so that it isn't flooded is basically it's pretty much just surrounding the grate instead.
Like, obviously they hired a company to do this, somebody who is supposed to know what they're doing. And even me, I've never built a storm grate or even laid down brick pavers, but I know that it's supposed to slope down toward the storm grate.
Yeah, this is bad. And I don't know if that's something that's easily fixed either without tearing it up, but somebody's got to come back and do it.
Won't be me.
No. Number three is the impossible quiz. And this is a volleyball rec quiz. And I guess in order to participate, you have to answer these questions. And there's 18 of them. And it says you answered 18 of 18 correct. But unfortunately, you need 19 of 18 correct to pass this quiz. And then there's options to retake the quiz or show the correct answers. That would drive me crazy. I probably would, you know, one of those little memes you see where the person flipping the desk over, that would be me.
There was a quiz that we had to take or at the end of a training a couple years ago at work, and it didn't matter if you got 100%, it would just fail you anyway. So it reminds me of that. So number four here, it just says this clothing display, and it's in a children's apparel store, and they have these like mannequins hanging by what appears to be their necks wearing some of the clothes that are on display at the store. But it looks like kids that have been hung from the rafters of the store.
Yeah, the picture's from behind, so you see it was probably like hangers that are hung in the shoulder part of the jacket or the shirt that they're wearing. Yeah, it's just suspended on one of those little, it's almost like a fence that's up there, so you're going to kind of walk under them. But yeah, there's five, it looks like five children hanging there with shoes and everything. That's so terrible. It's pretty disturbing.
And if you look a little bit further down, like in the next room, you can see it's not the only display. Like every little area or section of the store has these children hanging from the rafters.
Oh man, it's got to be overseas. You think? I don't know.
I feel like Americans would.
It could be. It's probably a corner Walmart somewhere. Number five, so secure. And this is one of those places where you go to the drugstore and they have the medicine behind the little plastic locked area so that people can't steal it and make meth. But basically the side of it is open. So instead of just going through the lock, you can reach around and grab the medicine that you want.
It reminds me of the White Walkers coming to Westeros in the next couple of episodes here. Know what I mean, Robert?
I know nothing, Rob.
No, but the
I'm just guessing that's Game of Thrones, by
the way. Yeah, the rumor is, and there's so many, there's a ton of things that point in that direction, but they have this wall that separates Westeros from the north where the White Walkers are, and there's, you know, these people that have dedicated their lives to guarding that wall, but they didn't realize that the White Walkers could just, you know, walk around the wall. So I think there's a lot of really, really detailed rumors about things that they have been foreshadowed in the show and things like that, that just shows they're just going to go ahead and walk right around the wall.
Number six is yours. That's gross.
Oh boy, there's a platypus period in my tea. So this appears to be a platypus shaped tea steeper that has holes in the front of it and to where the tea would come out, but it's in a clear glass. You can see it kind of clings onto the side of the glass, but the tea that's in there has a kind of a red color, and it's spewing out of what would look like the crotch of the platypus.
Yeah, so I guess it's one of those herbal cranberry or something like that kind of tea, and yeah, it looks like the platypus is having a period inside the tea.
Yummy.
Good stuff. My four-legged duck is number seven, and this is a stuffed duck, and it's got four legs, and they're almost like, you know, they're like short, stubby. Well, I guess giraffe legs aren't short and stubby, but it looks almost like it would be a giraffe with a short neck, but it's got a duck's bill on it. So whoever did this is not paying attention.
That's funny. So number eight here says parking fee just gotten real. So it's in a parking garage, and it says, please pay your parking fee before existing.
Spell check instead of exiting.
They bought an extra consonant.
Got to use it in there somewhere. Now, the parking fee just gotten real. That reminds me a lot of elderly listener where it's a boughten.
She bought her parking fee before existing.
Number nine. This one was funny. Not for navigational purposes. And this is a set of pillows with a nautical theme, and it's got the, I guess that's the compass rose on it, so the north, south, east, and west, and the letters are not in the correct spot. So they got north on the top, south is to the right where east would be, east is where south would be, and west is in the right spot. So it looks like they flipped the east and the south.
At least if you're heading north or west, you'll be heading in the right direction. Note to self, don't use pillows as compasses.
Exactly.
Number 10 here says, I'm just going
one's good.
I'm just going to let the fire consume me. So what this is, it appears to be like an old newspaper ad from, I would guess, the 1940s, 1930s, yeah. 1950s, right around that era. And it says, demonstrated above is a new fire signal box that locks the hand of alarm sender until released by a policeman or fireman with a key, thus deterring the sending of false alarms. So it's a contraption that's supposed to help deter people from pulling the fire alarm unnecessarily, but at the same time, it locks your hand like a handcuff around your wrist. It locks your hand in there. So if there really was a fire, you probably wouldn't want to pull it anyway, because you'd likely burn to death.
You'd be there gnawing on your hand to release it right at the, it looks like her forearm, so her whole hand is all the way in there, and then she's got to try to figure out how to get it out.
What they should do is also just put a hacksaw hanging from a chain right next to it, just in case.
I watch too much Walking Dead.
Oh, man.
Too funny.
This is obviously an ad gone wrong. It's for a pregnancy test called Predictor, and it says, when you want to be sure. And there's these people standing there, this husband and wife, presumably looking at this pregnancy test, all surprised, but the wife has got to be probably at least 7 or 8 months pregnant already. So
know, even the belly button's kind of poking through the shirt. So there's no question. And I like the comment there. It says, well, at least it's now officially confirmed, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't like one of those times when you think somebody might be pregnant, but you don't want to say something because if they're not, they'll be forever offended and they'll officially hate you for the rest of your life and their life. I mean, she's
there's no question.
She's obviously pregnant. They're acting surprised. She's like wearing like the pregnancy pants and everything. It's funny. How much do you trust your multilingual ad designer? So it's a sign. That appears to be maybe a, like there's some scissors on there. Like it's for a haircut place. There's some sort of Asian writing and it says could not connect to translator service.
It's like a pre-printed sign. So
no. So what it is somebody tried to translate a sign into English for a business, which is probably a haircut place, and didn't know that when they translated it, it actually was an error message that said could not connect to translator service, and they put that on the sign.
This is so great on so many levels.
Oh man.
Now this one I have
sorry.
This one I love. I have seen it before and it's too funny. It's called Love Handles. And it's the side of what looks like it's probably a bus. This one's got the knobs that are in the vertical position. You kind of turn them sideways, almost like we've got a garage storage bin that's out there, and you got to turn these. But it's right on the woman's chest, so you've got to basically grab her breast and twist them in order to get these doors open. And the caption just says, unfortunate placement.
Yeah, they're right where her nips are. The other day, Colin asked me what nips were.
Oh, no.
I don't know where you heard that. Probably his mother.
Probably. She spent all that time with him. And the woman's got a big smile on her face, so I think she likes being in this spot.
She likes those twisted. So the next one here says, two flamingos, one vagina. So it's like those stretchy yoga pants that we've talked about on the show before. They're flamingo in like zebra in like jungle pattern, but the pattern is cut off right in the crotch area, right around the flamingo's neck. So it literally looks like there's a vagina where her vagina is on her pants.
At least those are ladies' pants and not guys.
Well, that's true. You don't want to walk around with vagina pants. No, sir.
I don't need all that attention.
I keep going to the next one, like, okay, we're moving on. And then I see the picture and laugh before we actually start talking about it. I'll stop jumping the gun.
Number seven says,
Ooh, sorry about that.
Holy smokes.
That bullshit.
I know, right?
I'm into number two as well. So we are the Borg. Resistance is futile. And it's the side of a bus. And it's got some little babies that are there. And the little red light that's next to the door, I guess it's an emergency light. And it's basically where the baby's eye is. So she looks like she could be on Terminator.
That's awesome. Sweet little girl who looks like she has a cyborg eye.
Now that one's good.
So
somebody's got to recognize that.
So this one here, it's a magazine ad of an attractive lady in the ocean and she's wearing a bikini, and then in the background it's like one of those overwater like bungalows that you can get in Tahiti, and it's supposed to say suit yourself, but the problem is all lowercase. They have the font so that it's like reflecting on the water.
Yeah, there's a Photoshop filter you can use to make it look like it's reflecting.
So imagine a lowercase u, and imagine duplicating that and then mirroring it downward, or mirroring it horizontally so that there's a u and then there's another u under it. If you mush it together, it kind of looks like an h. So instead of saying suit yourself, it says shit yourself.
I don't think she's eaten near enough to do that.
The comment says, please do not do that in the water, madame. Oh, poor designed here.
Toilets and mirror ceiling. So basically inside a public restroom, there's a mirror on the ceiling. So no privacy there.
So there's two stalls right next to each other. And you can look up literally to see the guy who's sitting in the stall next to you. It'd be fun. It'd be a fun little game. I mean, you can't feel like a creeper because he can see you too. Unless you're staring. If you're staring, then that's just weird.
That is true. And you're looking on your phone. I guess you could take that'd be a fun selfie, though. You could get all that in there.
Hey, Robert, before I forget to mention, I've cracked open my... So first off, Sumatra Brown. I feel like brown should go in the middle. Like, it's an adjective. It's, you know...
It's going to be a fun edit.
You shouldn't put adjectives at the end of a title, though. And that's what's screwing me up, is my quest to speak proper English as much as possible is not letting me put the adjective at the at the end of this title.
Oh, Mountain Brown.
Sumatra, yeah. Mountain Brown. So I went through that pretty quickly. Good beer. Just cracked open a Rochester Red from Rochester Mills, one of my favorite ambers. And all right, let's move on. I don't know what they're trying to do here or who designed this, but anyway, it says, I'm sure you're all wondering why I've gathered you here today. And there's a toilet, and the toilet doesn't have a bidet. I'm willing to forgive that at this point. So there's archaic toilet paper on a roll on the wall next to it. But Dales. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 rows of swivel chairs facing, so it's like the toilet is on stage, and there's an audience there to watch the person do his or her business while, again, it doesn't seem to really be a bathroom to me. I'm not exactly sure what they're...
No,
it's a training class. It's a training class. Learn how to wipe your ass. 101. It's community college.
It's kind of a weird... There's a lot of things here that don't belong. Siri?
Hold on a sec. Let's see what Siri has to say.
My web search turned something up for facing, so it's like the Twilight is on stage, and there's an audience there to watch the person do his or her business while, yeah, I did, I get it. It doesn't seem to really be a bathroom to me, and I'm not exactly sure. But there is a training class of the training class on how to wipe your ass, 101 Community College. Have a look.
She did a Google search for that. I should see what comes up.
Too funny. If anything comes up, it's got to be good.
Oh, man. Shit. Thanks. Thanks, breathe. Siri. I never said, hey, Siri, but no. Okay. Okay. Jesus. Oh, my God. Shut up. Whore. All right.
Now I've got the hiccups.
Why is the toilet paper holder like 10 feet away from the toilet, too? Not only think this was a good place to put a toilet, but they made it so it almost is like the person has to get up to get the toilet paper. Oh, man.
Poor planning. All right, the next one I don't quite get. Maybe you do, but it says, thanks, I'm not...
you don't get it?
I told you I had the hiccups. It says, thanks, I'm not ripping that off.
So this is a bag of M&Ms. Don't worry, I'll explain it. It has a resealable bag, and so there's a sticker been put on there. It looks like the yellow the peanut M&M is blowing the red M&M.
Oh, I got it.
Because the red M&M's kind of standing there, and it looks like the peanut M&M is on his knees going to town. But you can't tell because the restickable sealing sticker, whatever the fuck they call it, is in the way.
Well, yeah, and the red M&M's there. He's got his hands kind of down in that area, and he's got a smirk on his face. So, yeah, I can see that.
So this one here, it says, worst sofa in the world. And it really is probably the worst sofa in the world. It looks like it's a sofa. The backrest, it looks like, is lined with vaginas.
Bent over.
Yeah, look. Looks like it's bent over vaginas lining the sofa, and I really don't know what else to. The comment is funny though. It says, vaginas for everyone. Let's make vagina great again. It's Captain Planet too. Do you know him?
No.
It says Captain Planet said that.
Another hero.
All right. Have fun explaining this one.
My only horrifying playground design is the next one, and it reminds me of the Human Centipede movie, but
yes.
There's looks like a dog, a dragon, and one prehistoric Neanderthal looking guy, and I'm not quite sure what the other guy is, but I don't know what it's supposed to be. I guess you just climb on it, and the comment just says, the fuck? And that's it doesn't go around though, because the feet are embedded in the ground. I guess you climb on it, but
so they're on all fours.
They're on all fours, and the circle. Four are all connected. Yeah, in a circle with whatever this round ring is going out the mouth through the backside butthole. So they're of the
connected
other one.
Ass to mouth in a circle.
Yeah, by this ring, and I guess it's like a I don't know. Maybe you just climb on it. But
who in their right mind, though? Who in their right mind? Like, who thought this was a good idea? Somebody designed this, Robert. Somebody put our... I mean, this looks like... this is a custom piece. So somebody just spent hours and days, week, months designing and making this atrocity that's sitting in front of us in image format.
Well, I'm saving this into my folder to go into the episode artwork. This is definitely cover material. And I'm glad you have the next one, by the way. It's painful.
Okay. All right. I got this.
You guys are probably...
I'm going to take a moment to drink my beer before I tackle this. All right. Here we go. Imagine an inflatable slide. The slide is...
It's like a tube, though.
No, yeah. It's one of those tube slides, whatever you want to call it. The slide is grossly resembles an erect penis. And the kids are sliding down the shaft and coming out the pee hole.
Repeatedly.
There's no other way for me to explain what is happening in this picture right here. Listeners, you need to go to the show notes. Pull this up. It's number 6. It says the inflatable slide and see what's happening here. Because there's no words to explain why, and I'm still looking at it. I can't stop looking at it, but there's no words to explain what's happening right now.
I can't turn away. It's the equivalent of a man giving birth, but
it looks like this kid's coming out of the pee hole. Like it seals up at the end too, but I mean,
yeah, it closes.
God, it looks like a dick. Oh my God.
Yeah, and even the part that raises the slide up in the back looks like it could be, you know, another part of the male genitalia there.
Oh my God. Well, the kids look like they're having fun, so that's good. That's all that counts.
They are. This next one, I guess, June 21st to July 22nd is a zodiac symbol for Cancer, and this book here is obviously a poor translation, but it says congratulations, you have cancer.
No, it doesn't. It says congratulations, you have cancer.
So it's obviously a poor translation to have the word congratulation.
It's a children book.
It's a children book. Right, exactly. Obviously the zodiac sign, but I can't think of a reason why you'd give this to someone.
Read the rest, though.
A summer baby, you were born.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Oh, man. Congratulations. This got a nice little crab on there. He's cute.
No, it's precious.
But I don't know that I would give it to anybody. This is another one that I've seen because I see a lot of this stuff.
All right, all right.
We'll close the list with this one. It's a good closer.
Don't spoil it. So it says it's in the classified ad of a newspaper, and it says applications must be submitted electronically by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 6, 2013. Please visit agency.governmentjobs.com/colorado/default.cfm?action=user. It's literally a paragraph long web address. And it's like, so it's here. Let me, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 30 lines of this web address. And at the bottom, it says to begin the application process.
I'm just glad it doesn't say click here.
So obviously this company just
copied and pasted
the web address, just flung it to this newspaper and like, okay, that's what they want on there. I mean, honestly, I feel like if you take the time to actually type all this into your web browser in order to begin the application process, you should probably just be hired, because this person here that applies for this job really wants this job.
I can only imagine. There's no phone number or anything, so no. You can call them and kind of get around it. But We've all seen those long web addresses where, I mean, I think it takes you to a very specific spot on the website that takes you to this specific job. You know, a government job, there's going to be hundreds or thousands of them that are out there. So
apparently they've never heard of Bitly.
The Bobs love Bitly.
We do. URL shorteners, kids.
Too funny. Change well, that life. Was a good list.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't know if that it just kept getting funnier or if I just kept drinking more beer, though. So in fact, what's funny is one of my colleagues at work was actually looking at this article today. He saw it on Facebook or something like that, and I happened to look over, and he's like, "Hey, look at some of these are kind of funny." And I'm like, "Actually, I've seen some of them already. We're going to actually be talking about it on the podcast tonight." So,
all right, this week's crazy news story is actually from Amazon, and they've got a. I guess it's supposed to be a gag gift, but it's an Amazon item that's a single-person underpants or so last season. Says, that's right. Two-person, four-legged undies are indeed a thing that exists, and boy, are their reviews something else.
So it's actually, like Robert said, it's a larger pair of undies with four leg holes, and they're really meant to be kind of a romance gift, I guess. The picture shows a man and a woman facing each other and in the same pair of undies here.
Yeah, so I guess you'd give this to somebody as, you know, I guess a marriage gift or, you know, a Valentine's thing, maybe from a husband to wife. Or I don't think a wife is going to give these to a husband. I think this is definitely a guy's idea, wink, wink kind of thing. To
I don't know. Would you ever actually wear, Melissa aside, would you? Because I know if I try to talk Kelly, and even if I could talk Kelly into wearing the same pair of underwear as myself, I feel like I wouldn't want to do that either. Like some things, I will share so many things with my wife, but probably not underwear. Not so
you're
much.
You're not wearing these all day, though. This is not something you're going to wear for very long.
It's when you're making whoopee.
Making whoopee. Yeah, being the dumbass that I am, I probably would order these, and the website on Amazon that shows that the listing is only $8. So I probably would try them. And actually I might even, well, no, I won't do it because the cat's out of the bag now. You know, if I had seen these before this, I probably would have gotten them just to try. For $8, it's worth just a gag.
I feel like you could put like your cat or something in them.
If you got a big cat, I don't even know if
yeah, you got a fur baby. You could, you know, just kind of, you could put it in your dog. Like if you have like a,
yeah, well, it's one size fits all. I guess you could, but
I don't know. They're stupid either way. But look at some of these comments here. It says, my girlfriend bought this as a prank birthday present, and after trying them, they broke after the first use. Highly disappointed. The image that depicts both posteriors is fake news. They do not even go halfway up to cover my butt mouth.
That's a new word I've never heard.
I've never heard of butt mouth. Would not buy again, and to whom it may concern, if you are looking for a product to have a good time with your partner, this is not the product for you. It's too bad.
Now, I bought this as a gag gift, and they do not even come in a box. It makes it 100% less funny and 100% more awkward. Stupid.
It's just a balled up set of freak panties that just come in a...
I mean, but it shows it in a box, so I guess it's harder to wrap if it's just a big ball, but...
It comes in an Amazon box, I'm sure. Or maybe it could come in one of those like squishy packages, too. Super funny gag gift for a bachelorette party. However, I was saddened by the fact that they came in a clear plastic package without picturing what was in the package. I had to print a picture to attach to the bag. And if you look a little bit further down, actually it shows on Amazon, it shows undies for two, includes underwear with four leg holes. And there's some, you know, some good looking people who are sharing the things.
I hope they're married. I like to try things.
Yeah, they're not.
I like to try things, but they were purchased to try something different. We gave each other wedgies, so we broke it within minutes, but it was totally worth it.
Nice gag gift. I saw the order and thought my wife wanted to have some fun, but turned out it was a white elephant gift. The only downside I see to these is twice the skin mark.
Again, you're not wearing them all day. Although I can see they were trying to be funny, but again, you're wearing these for what, 5 minutes tops?
But they're rated on Amazon. They're rated about 4.5 stars with 85 customer reviews.
Yeah, because it's fun. Again, for $8, it's fun. Even if they don't last, it'd be a silly kind of, what is that?
And if you look, Robert, for only $3.60 plus $4.39 shipping, they have a Christmas version of it, too.
I like the list under there on Amazon where they have the customers who bought this item also bought. It looks like a knitted sock, but it's the new Willy Warmer wiener knitted sock. Funny adult prank gag. Gag gift, $10.
If you also look, there's an ad on my screen anyway for Trojan condoms. And then further down, the customers who have also viewed this this item also viewed one of them is a book called the Kuki Sutra, an ancient treatise. It shows two gingerbread men, just like, well, men and women, I guess, just going to town.
Oh man, fashion first aid, women's subtle butt disposable gas neutralizers, 5-piece set.
OMG, candy nipple tassels.
World's largest bra size, ZZZZ cup, 36-inch women's underwear breast boob joke gag gift.
Oh, man.
I think this is a rabbit hole that I don't know if either one of us want to go down tonight.
Probably not, especially with the, being almost through my second beer here.
Yeah, I'm ready for the third, but I'll probably do that upstairs and watch a little bit more House of Cards. I'm just about done, by the way.
Probably.
Well?
Probably. So, wait, so you're on the current season?
Yeah, we've got probably two more to go, I think.
Then you can start watching Game of Thrones.
I might.
Just give it 3 episodes. The world is, how many people have been telling you to watch this show? We're not trying to steer you wrong here. We're doing this for your benefit.
One of the Color Me Dead ladies was popping on Facebook today telling me how great it was, and I think she was laughing at you maybe, but I don't know. You seemed to indicate she was laughing at me, so I guess...
You're the only one who doesn't watch Game of Thrones out of the group, so...
She had a pretty compelling case for why to watch it with all the different stuff in there, so maybe I will.
She actually had an excellent argument for why you should be watching Game of Thrones, and that's why you people listening, if you're not following us on the social channels, you probably should. Go to thetubobs.com. It has all of our social stuff on there. In fact, we have a community on Facebook, which I think it's starting to become more and more active. So it's starting to transition from just Robert and I, mostly Robert, posting things on there to like other people posting things on there and interacting. So what's cool is it allows you to interact with some of the things that we talk about here on the episode, give your own feedback, you know, fuck with us. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of fun. But go to thetubobs.com and check us out on the social things. You won't regret it.
No, you won't. And as we mentioned earlier, we do have a phone number.
Yeah, I noticed that she had a phone number.
There she is, elderly listener. I just saw her over the weekend. She was wearing a Tubobs t-shirt.
Oh, good. Did she get the blue one?
Yeah. She got the blue one. My father, I'm sorry, not my father, but elderly listener's husband, got the blue one got the red one. And then elderly listener's son, youngest son. Yeah, but no, the whole family, elderly listener and her whole family got t-shirts of different colors and sizes. And so it was funny because all three of them, we saw them last weekend. Colin had a baseball game and we saw them there and they were all sitting there wearing their Tubobs t-shirts. It was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you saw, we got the mugs and you don't know ish. They also ordered the mugs as well, and they're using it for alcohol rather than for coffee. So that's kind of fun.
You don't know ish. I gave him some shit earlier for never sending me beer recommendations, but you know, they're pretty cool.
They're fun. Well, I think that's it for tonight.
I think it is. I think we've worn our welcome here, and we should let our listeners go off into the world for another week, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetubobs.com.